tube.
Welcome, Black. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. Co-signed by Nurse Ariane Kawanda. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. But you know what time it is? It's time for what the business is. That's right. You get to call in and let us know what the business is. You own a Black-owned and operated business. You got a Black-owned and operated business that you love and you support. You got an event that's coming up.
Yes.
Your chance to let everybody know what the business is happens every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. With that being said, It's time to go to our What the Business lines. You know, we transfer them from the Truth Talk text lines, the Truth Talk lines,
right,
before Bailey get me. All right? Before she get me. So it's the What the Business Is line every Friday morning at 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
We're going to Sam. Sam, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Definitely blow. Gratitude morning to you and your listeners and the amazing Bailey. Yes, aww, it is me, Sam. I am reporting with Team Teal 365 Inc., but we are here to support my good, good brother, Ajimo Butler, and Heal the Hood Milwaukee presents their Back to School Block Party and Resource Fair happening on August 29th, 2026, from 12 p.m. until 6 p.m. And this will start on 21st in Burleigh, going all the way up to 24th in Burleigh. And there will be free food, resources, and free school supplies. Again, this is Sam. I am with Team Teal 365 reporting with our good, good, good family at Heal the Hood Milwaukee presents the Back to School Block Party. Make sure you're there in Milwaukee on August the 29th, 21st, and through the 24th of Burleigh. We'll see you there. Thank you, Blow.
All right. Thank you very much for letting us know what the business is. We'll go to Jermaine. Remember the number, 833-212-1017. What the business is, Jermaine? Can you tell us what the business is?
Hey, Jack, listen here. I sure can, man. Listen, today.
Hold on. Did you just say Jack? That's old as hell. He said, hey, what's up, Jack? Hey, man, bless you. I thought I was watching I'm Gonna Get You Sucked or something.
Okay.
OG, original gangster. He said, hey, Jack. You know.
Okay.
All right, you must have a birthday coming or something, because that comment is old as hell. You just age yourself if it is. But what the business is, Jermaine, what the business is, family.
Listen here, man. I just turned 50 years old, and I'm having my
birthday. That's why you're saying Jack.
That's why you're saying Jack.
You better believe it. Listen here, man. I want all of the Leos to come out. Even if you ain't a Leo, come out and celebrate with us, man. Party with us. I wanted to have a grown-up, sexy type thing that you can put on your nice hard bottoms and slacks and come out and enjoy some good live music from my band and from the DJs. L Boogie and Doc B is going down tonight, OG. The door open at 6 o'clock. Party start at 7. Come on out.
What's the address?
Now, that part I don't know, but I forgot it. I think it's 8615.
Okay.
West Brown Deer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the same, it used to be Olive Garden.
On
Brown Deer Road, right in the lot with Mr. B's Privilege and all of that great stuff.
Yes, sir, man.
All right.
So, hey, if you're free, come on out.
Yeah, what time it start? What time it start?
It's going to be a party.
What time it start, Jack?
7 o'clock. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Party start at 7, Jack.
All right, Jack. Happy born day, Jack. You understand me? Yeah. We ain't gonna talk none of that jive. You know what I'm saying?
No, none of that. None of that, you understand me?
Yes, sir. We're going to Dee Dee. Dee Dee, great morning. Love you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning. Hello, Milwaukee. Good morning. This is Dee Dee, and I got something you don't want to miss. Milwaukee, get ready to dress in white, bring your laughter, and come turn up at the historic Pabst Theater. That's right, Saturday, August 15th, it's the all-white comedy show from Playbill to Punchlines. And let me tell you, the lineup is crazy. We got Bruh Man from Martin, Omar Gooden, Milwaukee's own hilarious female comedians, Chastity Washington and Miss Cutting Up, and holding it all together, your host, comedian B. Cole. Milwaukee, This is more than just a comedy show. It's a celebration. Come out and support our very own Mr. CL as we kick off his decade celebration of writing, producing, and presenting incredible stage plays. And what better to celebrate than the beautiful, historic Pabst Theater from Milwaukee? What are you waiting for? Get your All Right ready. Get your friends together. Get your tickets. Tickets are available today at the Pabst Theater box office from 12 noon to 6 p.m.
All right.
Or purchase those tickets online at thepasttheatergroup.com.
All right.
Saturday, August 15th.
We got you, Diddy. We got you.
Okay, okay, okay.
We're trying to find out what the business is for some of the other businesses.
Okay.
Author Sherelle V, great morning. Love you, appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes. Good morning. I am author Sherelle V of Coloring for the Soul. I'm calling in to let listeners know that there's another resource for grief than just talking about it. A lot of people don't like to talk about their grief, so I created a coloring book which people can color or journal their emotions while on their grief journey. Also, I will be at the Cudahy Library this Sunday for the Intention Collective pop-up market from 12 to 3. Also, I'll be on blowradio.com on Tuesday to sit down with Homer and introduce my new coloring book series, which is titled the same, except for it's called The Stages. So I hope you guys tune in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That's
she'll be there with Jess Patrice.
Yeah,
at the
Family Fest.
Family Fest. Yeah.
True Family Fest. Yeah. Make sure y'all get in and get on with us. True Family Fest is Saturday, August 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Riverside University High School. So we want you to make sure you reserve your spot, especially if you're calling in. You got to go rub elbows with everybody. Hit up Sierra.Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com to reserve your spot. That's C-I-E-R-R-A, Sierra.Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Or you can go to the Truth Family Fest page, TruthFamilyFest.com.
All right. Hey, opened it back up.
All right.
So we're going to Tiffany. Tiffany, great morning. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning, Milwaukee. I'm Tiffany Delaney, where beauty meets business. As the owner of All About You Hair Care and a realtor with Homestead Realty, my passion is helping people build confidence and create opportunities. I'm also the creator of Argo Strands of Silk Hair Oil, which is available at Capital Beauty on West Capitol Drive and Beauty Palace on 107th and Silver Spring. So whether you're investing in healthy hair or investing into your next home or business, I'm here to help you every step of the way. Please visit allaboutyouhaircare.com or at Tiffany Delaney with Homestead Realty, or feel free to give me a call, 920-815-9758. Again, I'm Tiffany Delaney, where beauty meets business, and I love the opportunity to serve you.
All right, thank you very much. 833-212-1017. Right now, it's the What the Business Is line. We're going to Antoine Perk, PWD Computers. Great morning. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, yes. The business is PWD Computers, located on 38th and Valley, 3800 West Valley Street. Phone number is 414-445-5793. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stop on in. Get your computers together. Get those scholars ready for school. Get you a computer for your business that really works. Windows 11 laptops, desktops, all in ones. We do repair and upgrades. Also, you need that surveillance for your business or home? Stop in and get a consultation from us. PWD Computers, located at 38th and Valley, 414-445-5793. Providing tech services for the city of Milwaukee for over 20 years.
All right. We're going to Kevin. Kevin, what the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning, Homer Blow, Bailey Colvin,
hey.
And Xavier. This is Minister Kevin calling in. I have an event going on tomorrow. It's a Heal and Prayer Walk. It will take place on 14th and North Avenue, walking down to MLK and North Avenue, tomorrow at noon. It's honoring someone who lost his life over there. So we would like everybody to come out and participate. It's a small walk. We will be food, refreshments afterwards. My brother Tori Lowe is invited to come as well. And I hope to see you all, Truth Nation, and everybody come on out and show up.
Minister Kevin, do you have a cold? Or because it sounds like you smoking, you know, like when I hear people that's smoking, they be like, so, yeah, come on out. And we want you to come out. And we want you to support with it. You know what I'm saying? I can't exhale right now because I'm talking. And I know you're a minister, but you know what I'm saying? So you got holy grass if you do. I'm just saying. Thank you, Minister Kevin. I love you. Appreciate you. Woo! My frat brother, J.B. Fresh, said that the 46th Street bar that he has, the 46th Street bar, that they say Jack all the time.
Oh, do they?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the only time I hear people saying Jack now is when they ordering Jack Daniels or something like that. Leave me some Jack. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, one of our Milwaukee cult classics with L. Boog, you know, and Jack it down. I'm going to teach you how to Jack. Okay. Bailey, like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, I keep up with it all. I play that song a lot.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm going to teach you how to jack. All right.
Okay.
But happening today, today at Westcare and Northcott, it's a Harambe Black School Block Party from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
There will be free book bags and school supplies. We always have plenty of vendors out there as well. And it takes place between Wright Street, between Dr. MLK Junior Drive and North 7th Street. So from Westcare, Wisconsin's location on King Drive and Wright, and, well, actually it's Bell R. Phillips. But it takes place from there all the way to 7th Street on Wright Street. So anybody that's came to the Halloween specials that we do, all of that, you already know the area. It's from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. A lot of great things for your children and the family to do. And they can grab some book bags and supplies while they're there. So I'll be one of the DJs along with my brother, Core DJ L. Boogie. We'll be at the one end and I'll be at the other end. So, yeah, we're going to have some fun. We're going to give out some book bags. And if I seen your butt at the other three events that I've done and they were giving out school supplies, I'm going to call you out on my microphone.
El
Boogie may not be able to do it on his end. Be like, look, you brought all these damn kids to three other book bag giveaways that I've done or I was a part of earlier already. What you doing here? Why y'all lined up again?
Yeah.
Can y'all make sure that at least, I'm talking about some of these had three and four kids with them, right?
Yeah.
So just let's do the math, 4, 8, 12, 16. So you took away from 15 other families that could have got book bags for their kids.
Yeah.
And you got 16 book bags. What is your grades looking like for your children? That's what I need to know.
Okay. They're smarty eyes.
All right. just had to say it. What the business is happens every Friday morning,
yes,
8 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're looking to discover and support local businesses in our community, make sure you tune in every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. The Truth in the Morning with the legendary Home of Blow and my girl,
Bailey Combs.
For What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. So don't miss it. It's powering We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. So that part.
You're
going to learn today.
Yes.
All right. I'm getting ready to go to take care of some bills now. We good? All right. Xavier, take us away, Jack.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for the Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Yes. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. With special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, the City of Milwaukee, DCWS, ABCorp, AB CorCorp, Ascension, and that's it. Thanks, Milwaukee.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We are inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. And there was some tragedy that struck in the city. And it has neighbors shaken up.
Yes.
It has community shaken up.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a shooting of a 16-year-old. He was shot and killed.
Can you believe that?
Unfortunately, I have to say yes. Mm-hmm. Because this is not the first time, unfortunately, that we've heard of 15-year-olds, and
yeah.
14, you know, 13-year-olds mm-hmm. that have been shot and killed. But the officials respond. So we're going to play the news clip.
Okay.
And some of you have probably already heard about this. But Truth Nation, we want to know what your truth is. How do we prevent these things? Because it continues to be reoccurring
yes.
in a lot of situations. All of the young shooting victims don't die. But again, you know, to know that they got shot,
mm-hmm.
still the possibility. You know what I mean?
It's yes.
attempted.
Yes.
So we're going to play the story and find out what's your truth. And more importantly, what's your solution?
Yes.
So we won't have to keep hearing these reports. Again, we're talking about, what, $2 million?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so it's been a lot. But we're going to have our producer, Xavier, show and play this news clip, and we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
A woman avoids jail time in connection to a massive fire in an abandoned Northside building.
Yeah, been there, done that. We'll do it. We'll get to the right clip. We'll make sure to add plays and gets out of the way. But, yeah, it, just another thing, another family grieving, a community grieving.
Yes.
Probably in disbelief, like he was only 16.
He was only 16.
And they have a picture with showing him, like, with his certificate. I don't know if it's what type of graduation certificate or maybe just another accomplishment.
Yeah.
That he
maybe
made.
Eighth grade.
Yeah. And yeah. A lot of people knew him from selling candy.
Right.
So.
Right.
We'll get the right audio clip up and video and audio.
Uh-huh.
So if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook Live, all at 101.7 The Truth, while you're on Facebook, hit that like and follow.
Mm-hmm.
While you're on YouTube, hit that like and subscribe on our road to 9,000. I believe we have the clip ready. So producer Xavier, if you can play that clip now.
Let's begin with our big story tonight at 9. Milwaukee police are investigating a shooting on the city's north side that killed a 16-year-old boy.
Family now is wondering why. Abril Preciado has reaction from neighbors.
Honestly, it's sad, especially because he's so young.
It's the sentiments felt in this Northside neighborhood after a 16-year-old was shot and killed near 40th and Clark Thursday morning. Family identified him as Armani Thomas Cotton.
Things like that don't happen over here, so it's unfortunate.
Lexi Reed lives just feet away from where the shooting happened.
And as a mom, too, my heart does go out to his mom, just his parents.
Investigators say a person in a vehicle fired at the teen around 9:33 a.m.
It's terrible when violence happens in the city.
While still processing the tragedy in her neighborhood, Reed thinks of her children's safety.
When is somebody so young and they had their whole life ahead of him, that's even more tragic.
From January 1st to August 12th, Milwaukee police have reported 6 juvenile homicides in 2026, compared to 16 reported during the same time frame in 2025.
My heart has been more heavy than, you know, light. You know, because, you know, I've seen so much violence.
It's a reality community activists like Tracy Dent say he and other groups are trying to crack down on.
We're going to start going school to school and create peace ambassadors.
Dent says this is one of the many efforts he and other organizations are looking into to provide help by reducing violence in the city and keep the youth safe.
We are the ones who can really make the difference. And if we don't step up, it's going to continue.
Neighbors like Reed think about the family and leaves this message.
They got to be safer. You know, it's like, let's think before we just act irrational.
That was a Brill Preciado reporting. Tonight, police continue to look for those responsible. Anyone with information is asked to contact Milwaukee police. You can also do this anonymously by calling Crime Stoppers.
New at 9 tonight, Milwaukee police.
So, yeah, that is the situation. Bailey, what's your thoughts on that?
You know, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for, you know, a young black man,
mm-hmm.
you know. My condolences to the family. You just don't know when these things are going to happen or how they happen in mm-hmm. the area, you know. You know, it's tough on the north side of Milwaukee, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, we know a family is grieving. And it just seems like the way that it happened, like, you know, somebody just opened fire from a car. So from the way that it is being described by law enforcement and the news is like he was an intended target.
Wow.
You know, there wasn't other people around him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like just him and the car opened fire. And some
That's
people
crazy.
Were saying they heard like maybe 5 shots.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah.
I mean, a 16-year-old. That's just it's shameful.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, you know, what would make someone want to do that to anyone for that matter, but a 16-year-old.
Yep. On TMJ4's website, when they were talking about it. It says Milwaukee police and witnesses say he was shot by someone in a car while he was outside near the intersection.
Uh-huh.
A witness told TMJ4 they rushed out to help him after being alerted by another teenager and found Armani Thomas Cotton in an alley while he took his last breath.
Wow.
Another witness told TMJ4 he heard 5 gunshots just after 9:30 a.m. Family shared that Armani Thomas Cotton was well-loved and liked to play basketball. Friends and family gathered at the scene Thursday, too shaken up to speak on camera.
Wow.
The shooting shook the surrounding community, including Ali Gray, a concerned community member and survivor of violence.
Mm-hmm.
I rushed over here because I am one of him. It don't matter if I knew him or not. I still feel the same way, Gray said. Gray lost his own son to gun violence and said the community must come together. We need community now because these is all of our kids. I lost my son to gun violence. That's why I do what I do, Gray said. Gray said he witnessed the grief of Armani Thomas Cotton's family firsthand. She's going to be doing that for the rest of her life. She'll never be the same, Gray said.
I'm sure.
Yeah, Armani Thompson. Armani Thomas Cotton is the 7th person under the age of 18 killed in Milwaukee this year. Again, according to that Milwaukee police data, an investigation into what led up to the shooting is ongoing, as is the search for the suspect. And remember, anyone with information is asked to contact Milwaukee police at 414-935-7360 or to remain anonymous, contact Crime Stoppers at 414-224-TIPS, or you can go through the P3 TIPS app. We got to get ready to take care of some bills, but Troop Nation, how do we stop it? This is number 7.
Yeah.
This is number 7. How do we stop it? What's the solution? What needs to happen? There's a lot of community events that are going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's things for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. The Truth call-in line is 833-212-1017.
Yes. The Truth talk line.
833-212-1017. We're talking about the violence that has struck the family of 16-year-old Armani Thomas Cotton, who was killed on Thursday. And authorities report no arrests have been made as of yet and are seeking public leads. So this is where I say, you know, as a community, we have to come together. Somebody knows somebody done said something like, man, I got to hide out. Bailey, one of the things that I
It's a shame
noticed,
another family on the north side is going through this. It really is a shame.
But another thing I noticed, Bailey, is like when I read these criminal complaints and they end up finding the person because now the person is charged.
Right.
So they go through all the things of how they ended up finding out where this person was and when they went to apprehend them.
Yeah.
And I always end up hearing one of the witnesses, because now they're the witness. They didn't come forward.
Right.
But they talk about he called me or she called me and told me that they had just shot somebody or they just killed somebody. And so other people know.
Right.
And they don't say nothing until all of the things start, you know, the detectives end up through hard, diligent work, putting the pieces together.
Right.
But my thing is, if you're really concerned about the community, there are families that will hide a murderer. They will.
Yeah.
They will. And they're like, nah, I ain't turning my, you know, and all of the derogatory language they have against, like, law enforcement. But if it was their family member, oh, they going to hurry up and say, somebody knows something. Y'all need to call. Y'all need to turn them in, this, that, and the other. But when it's their person that is the perpetrator.
Yes.
That committed the crime.
Right.
It's, I'm going to hide them. I ain't never going to turn them over and this, that, and the other. And that's crazy to me. And I think that's one of the things, in my opinion, that keep us where we are.
Mm-hmm.
That keep us where we are. So we're seeing, we're able to see numbers where they're going down in different areas. And we're not having as much this and as much that.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the families that have not yet received justice, they ain't trying to hear none of those numbers of it's going down. We had less this. And do you realize it's been a safer summer? And they're not hearing none of that if that's a family member that was a victim of any of that violence.
Exactly.
So that's the tug of war.
Yeah.
So, you know, because law enforcement has been able to put out some great numbers saying, well, we have seen improvements here. We have seen improvements here. We haven't had as much of this.
The comparison, did they say 16?
16.
Young people?
18.
18 this time last year.
Yeah, no, I think it was it 18 last year? Or I think it was 7 or 8 last year.
I don't know. In comparison to the 6 this year.
Yeah, well, we're at 7.
7. Okay, we're at 7.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a stark comparison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however, I'm sure, like you were saying, to the families that are actually experiencing it now, that don't make a bit of difference.
Right.
It ain't changed nothing for them.
Yeah, it was 16 last year. Let's see. From January 1st to August 12th, Milwaukee police have reported 6 juvenile homicides in 2026 compared to 16 reported during the same time frame in 2025.
Okay.
So 10 down. But again, it doesn't. To the families that are suffering, they ain't trying to hear that.
Not at all.
Because their child, their cousin, their brother,
their loved
their
one,
best friend, being one of 6, you know what I'm saying? They not trying to hear that. But we're down. We're down. Yeah. Which is something that we have to say, wow, okay, there's a difference being made. But like I say, when you are the target of the pain and the hurt and the loss.
Yep.
You ain't even trying to hear that.
You ain't trying to hear that.
But it was 16 last year.
Yeah.
And it's sad, but because we do need to hear it.
Yeah.
We do need to hear that something has been going different.
Right.
You know, they've been able to make some
Something's
changes.
Been working. Yeah.
Yeah, but like I say, when you are the victim, I think And that's with everybody. Like, you don't want to be bothered,
yeah.
you know, when you lose a loved one. And,
yeah.
and without it being gun violence or,
yeah.
you know, they can pass away from cancer or anything yeah. else. You ain't trying to hear nothing, nobody else. And especially if you got some family members that you really didn't care for.
Right.
And then they want to come.
Right.
Ain't it so? Get your, you get what I'm saying?
yeah, yeah.
You ain't trying to hear it.
Not at all.
You're not trying to hear it. You're not trying to hear, I hate that they passed. No. You were part of the reason of the stress.
You part of the problem.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So that's the other part that we got to try to learn how to navigate through and understand. And then also the clearance rate is much higher this year.
Yeah.
In a lot of the homicides and even just shooting victims in the city. That, you know, so those things have to be looked at. Although a lot of times people, again, if you are friends or family of the victims, you still ain't trying to hear it.
Right.
Because my people still got shot. My person still got killed.
Yeah.
My person still got raped. My person still got carjacked, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like, but the number has went down. I ain't trying to hear that.
Right.
Because they carjacked me and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So those are the narratives that we are trying to navigate through.
Uh-huh.
So, Truth Nation, what's your truth? 833-212-1017. That's the call-in line if you'd like to give us your truth and give us some things that you think need to happen so we don't have to be dealing with a lot of these outcomes.
Right.
You know, you can chat with us on our YouTube page. You can...
you know what? Try this one. Hit us up on our Facebook page, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be able to check you out there.
Yeah, Bailey's over there checking things out, so we'll be able to check it out. But like my dad said, he's like, Miss Coleman, look up Chirac. Under 18 gets killed every day in Chirac.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's a sad truth, but there are gains being made in a positive direction with these numbers. And I think that we have to still look at that.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's not perfect.
Nope.
But again, our community is not perfect.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we got to look at where a lot of this violence is coming from. It's inside our community.
Yeah.
And some people allow it to continue. Even if you're talking about, no, I would never allow it. Some things that you're doing, in my opinion, are allowing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that is part of the problem, in my opinion. So we got to do better. We got to do better. We can't say that, like a lot of people that end up saying, yeah, I'm getting ready to move. You moving the problem into somebody else's community.
Right.
Because it's your sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, grandkids, your brother, your sister. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That are part of the damn problem.
Yeah.
So you ain't helping that community any because you getting ready to move that problem to another community.
Yeah.
And therein lies another issue that we have to deal with. Some people feel like their crime ain't as bad as the other people's crimes.
Right.
I'm like, stop it.
Y'all, I'm sorry, y'all. We're not live on YouTube. I mean,
on Facebook?
On Facebook. We're live on YouTube. We're not live on Facebook. All right. Anyway.
Bailey?
What? Am I lying?
Bailey.
What?
What is your solution?
Get on our YouTube chat, y'all.
We'll hear from you there. Bailey.
What? You know.
What is your idea of a solution for the youth violence that is happening?
You know what? Usually people come at this point and say, we need more money for programs for the youth. You know, people just have to start raising their kids a little bit better, I feel, you know, taking more time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't take the time and that's all they want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I mean, because kids are going to hustle and I don't feel like there's anything wrong with them being out selling some candy or stuff like that. But, you know, I just, you know, there has to be a point. And we don't know who shot him.
That's right.
So, part of the problem is who shot him and why? You know what I'm saying? Yep. That's a part of the problem.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's a part of the problem. Was it another teenager that came up and shot? We don't know. So part of the resolution to this is, you know, what happened? Mm-hmm. What really happened?
Right.
And why, who and why did he get shot? You know, who shot him and why?
You know, and the other thing, and love him or hate him.
Yeah.
Love him or hate him. This is why I say I understand that there's been some flaws in some people who may have abused him.
Right.
But this is a situation where flock cameras.
That part, too. I was
can capture
that
the
too.
Vehicle.
Yes. Yeah.
As well as people's Ring doorbells and Nest and all of those kind of things.
And
to try to kind of track.
For me, the way the crime is popping off on the north side, they may want to invest in a few more over there.
You know?
Y'all could get mad.
But if it's going to help, listen.
But you don't want all this crime. And if it's going to help them pick up people off the streets, then let's do it.
Here's my truth. And it has been co-signed by people in law enforcement.
Yep.
Most of the situations and the crime that is happening in our community, it's not necessarily that, the community has started coming forward.
Right.
It's because they are able to spot Ring doorbells.
Yep.
All this other video footage, businesses that have cameras. In just about every criminal complaint that I read, they talk about the video camera from here.
Yeah.
And so where you're thinking, because the community coming together and they sharing their information. Most of them are not.
Yeah.
But what happens is because they saw these individuals that were on the camera, they're like, you saw this. You were outside. Isn't that you standing here?
Yeah.
So what did you see as opposed to keep telling us we ain't see nothing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we become part of our own worst enemy,
even
in situations like that.
And the reality is, don't you think they were selling candy by a business? Probably. Probably when this happened.
That part. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. We want to hear from you again, Troop Nation. The call-in line is 833-212-1070. Stop, Bailey.
What?
Stop.
Our Truth Talk line.
I just said it, 833-212-1017.
Yes, our Truth Talk line. See, you want to say talk text, but it's not text.
That's why I say call
talk.
In.
Yeah,
that's talk. That's why I just say call in.
Talk line.
We got to take care of some bills and come black. Bailey.
833-212-1017, or you can hop on our YouTube chat since we're not on Facebook.
Stealth. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Boy, my supporters. I hate to see that I had to get this video sent to me.
They sending you video footage?
Not of the homicide.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Wow.
It's
really.
Yeah.
What kind of footage, Homer?
Really, Bailey?
Put it out there.
No.
Out in the streets.
No.
Come on, Homer.
Nope.
Come on.
I mean, the person sent it to me, and I'm just like, wow, what's going on?
What?
I didn't understand it at first, but I understand it now. So.
And where might they have gotten that from?
Social media. It's a social media clip.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everything is on social media.
You know what? Everything is on social media, so you just never know,
Mm-hmm. That part. So, yeah. I guess it was just another viewpoint, I guess.
Yeah. I'll say.
Yeah. And that's all we can do. Let me go to the YouTube page.
Okay.
Let's see. Will D9 said, the people who are hiding those killers or allowing it them to commit it, their lives are in danger as well. Aaron and Sim said, we have generations of rotten apples. I don't know what type of program that will fix it. That's that mutation that I'm talking about. So it's not everybody.
Here y'all go with the removal of the.
Oh, baby, you can't say a damn thing, in my opinion, after you alluded on yesterday.
Oh, no.
That all black people are on Section 8 and rent assistance. You absolutely did.
You said I said that. That's not what I said.
Do we have to try to pull up that clip, Xavier, of Bailey talking about when we talked about
that? That's not what I said.
What did you say? Please.
Because.
It don't sound like you far from what he was just saying. How do you fix that?
Accusations.
There you go.
See, here we go.
Accusations, Homer.
It's three of y'all against me. I forgot. Hang on. Order to myself.
Listen.
I have to remember.
You have to.
That is three of y'all against me.
Mm. Accusations.
See,
that was
one of them, the hot keys.
Okay.
They are against me.
I didn't know they were an entity or a person of their own. Okay.
Yep. I heard the voice. I heard the voice saying to me, accusations. See, there it
See,
goes. That's the voice.
Is. Yeah.
And then there's Xavier, our producer.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the one, the only.
What?
The woman of many names. Which one will she be today?
I have
will you
one
be a faithful servant
name.
Today? Will you be Bales
name.
Today?
I
will
have
you be
I have all
Shay
of those.
Shay Foo Foo?
I am all of
That's
those
what
things
I'm saying.
And that, and
congratulations. That. You played yourself.
See?
There you go.
See, here we go. I told you. You know what? I'm going to, you know, all right. I'll minimize my conversation because I am outnumbered. I am outnumbered.
Oh, gosh.
So, Bailey, you got 6 minutes. What you going to do? What you going to do?
Nope.
What's the solution?
No. Nope. Oh, to stop in the car?
Yeah.
You know what?
Hang on. Aaron as him said, we need harsher punishments for families who are guilty of aiding and abetting, charge them like they were there when the crime happened. That's a good thing.
Yeah, hey.
You know. Because if you're doing your part, and it's like so many other things, Bailey, like sometimes children go to daycares or learning centers, and they get instilled the right morals and values. They get taught how to write, how to read, how to figure out colors and things like that. But then when they get home, oftentimes, there's no follow-up.
That's because they're being raised by people with kids.
That part.
Y'all know what that is. Explain to them what PWKs are, homie.
People with kids. They are the biological parents.
Yes.
Of the child. Mm-hmm. They are the mother or the father.
Okay.
But parenting, that word, you have to look up and understand the definition of parenting.
Right.
And so when you are not parenting.
Yes.
Then
what
you kind of go with the
mean?
Flow.
What does parenting mean?
Let's ask our Truth Nation. What does it mean to them?
What does it mean to y'all to actually parent your child?
Yeah, because, again, it's the different. Like I say, we're not going to let. And for me, parenting was, I'm not going to allow my son or daughter to come up with excuses and not take accountability for their actions.
Right.
Because that sheer thing in itself there, that's a whole situation and that's a whole mission.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to have the conversation. Maybe we can do it one day next week when we're talking about accountability.
Yeah.
Accountability is the act of taking responsibility for your actions, your choices, and duties.
Yes.
It means you are willing to explain what you did, accept the results, and face any outcomes, good or bad, without making excuses.
There you go.
That's it.
That's all.
It's you know, The core parts of accountability, what are the core parts?
Yes.
Ownership.
Okay.
Accepting that your choices lead to specific results.
Yes.
Answerability, being ready to explain your action to others.
Yes.
Transparency, being honest about mistakes instead of hiding them.
Yes.
Consequences, accepting the natural results or fixes when things go wrong.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, you have to be able to take accountability, self-accountability. You got to do all the things to me.
Yeah.
You got to be able to do that. Don't run from it and be like, oh no, we'll see what happened was.
Right.
No.
Right.
Nope. It goes back to me saying, if you lose, just be able to, I lost.
Yep.
No, see, if I'd have had my other shoes on, stop.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you win or did you lose?
Exactly.
I lost.
Yep.
Leave it there.
Yep.
Because when you start adding things in there, friendships start to break up,
yeah.
Which means, in my opinion, you weren't really friends in the first place.
Yep.
If you can't end up taking the constructive criticism from someone that you say is your best friend,
yeah.
And without getting upset to where, like, well, I'm blocking you on all my social media. I ain't never talking to you again, this, that, and the other.
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, for me, women, if it's really your friend or your, you know, it's like, girl, you was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Girl, you was wrong.
Yep.
The way you did this, the way you handled that, this, that, and the other, even if it comes to relationships, you know the way that you handling him is wrong. And especially because they know what the hell you do.
Yeah.
They got all of the secrets.
Yeah.
They got all that stuff. Uh-huh. And so they can come at you from a whole different perspective and a level that other people just on the outside looking in be like, yeah, she was wrong. Be like, no, she was wrong. You know what
I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, we got to start taking accountability, and people have to be held accountable for the actions that are taking place. And some of these punishments do need to be harsher.
Yeah, they do.
Like,
that's
look at
reality.
This white girl that just got off with a $6,000 fine. Hell yeah, I'm mad. Because I know if that would have been anyone that looked anything near my complexion,
yes,
it would have been a wrap.
Well, you also have to take into accountability. Who goes to Holy Redeemer? African Americans primarily, right?
That part.
So
we don't get nothing.
We don't get no restitution.
Let it have been another church.
Had it been
that
another
been
church
affected.
On the, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It would have been a whole different situation.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm just saying. Listen, Bailey. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah, have a great weekend. And you know what? Trust God, do good, and great things will continue to happen for you.
3 p.m. to 6 p.m., I'll be down on Wright Street between King Drive and 7th Street. Shout out to Northcott Neighborhood House. Shout out to Tony Kearney over there. Shout out to Travis Landry in West Care, Wisconsin. Shout out to Tamara at Bader Philanthropies and Big Frank. They are all sponsors of this Black to School Harambe book bag giveaway and supplies. We up out of here. Up next, The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. He takes accountability.
Yes, he does.
That part.